This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fox News host and media juggernaut Sean Hannity surprised a lot of people recently. I think he made a career-limiting move. Hannity survived the zombie apocalypse, a.k.a. the post-Roger Ailes era. The new management at Fox proved to be more left than right, yet Hannity survived, most likely due to his white bread approach to conservative media. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I'm going to tell you right now, I like Sean. Let me say this. I'm an acquaintance of his. I wouldn't say we're friends, but I've been on his show. He liked using me for his show because it helped his ratings. Once I left Fox, I haven't spoken to Sean. I haven't been on his radio show since. See, I don't think of that as friendship. I thought we were friends. Hey, Kev, come to the house, work out with me. I got this guy I'm training with. No problem. Hey, let's all go to a USC event in New York, yada, yada, yada. Those are the types of conversations we had until I left Fox. Anyway, back to Sean's lack of conservatism. I'm not saying that he's not a conservative. He is a conservative. But his approach to his shows became very predictable, ergo white bread. And the demise, a.k.a. the coup, of President Trump brought about the demise of Hannity, because Hannity had Trump's ear. They're friends, good friends. And Trump was going to support the Hannity, if not the network. But now Trump's got a different agenda. He can't support Fox. He can't support Hannity because he's supporting Fox by default. And so he's moved on. It leaves Sean to have to do shows that he's fishing around. He reminds me of Glenn Beck at the end of his career with Fox, where Glenn didn't know who he was. Sean's show slipped from the top spot at Fox News to, I don't know, top five. Now he can't compete with Tucker Carlson. Tucker destroys Hannity by the numbers, probably close to double. Now, over the years, since my firing from Fox, many people commented to me about Fox's shows. Every time they see me, you know, they'll give me something about, oh man, I didn't know you were off of Fox, Kevin, because I'll go, yeah, I got fired. Haven't seen you on. I got fired. What? Yeah. By the way, this is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Please visit our KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sales, and you can get your white guilt forgiveness card. You've got to see it. Go check it out. It'll absolve you of everything. And if you, I would say get one for yourself, get one for a spouse, and certainly get one for one of your lefty friends. I mean, they feel guilty. It's not a joke. Go get it. It's a seal of approval of me, black man, on it. So it's authentic. Nobody can take it away from you. Anyway, the people that come up to me, here's what they pretty much tell me. They say, either I stopped watching Fox, Kevin, after they fired you. Okay, they don't always say after they fired me, but they'll say things like, well, when they hired Donna Brazile, or when they got rid of O'Reilly, or when they did this, or when they covered this story this way, or I watched Cavuto say this, whatever. It'll always be something. Or they say, I do like Tucker, and I watch Tucker. That's number two. Or they tell me, I think Hannity's boring. I'm serious. Those are the three. There's some others, but those are the three prevailing things that I hear. One is I quit watching. In some cases, they tell me after they fired you. In other cases, they told me when they brought on other bad people. Two, they like Tucker, and his ratings show it. And three, Hannity and the other shows are boring, but they almost always point out Hannity. So, and what appears to be a body swap, and I don't know whether Hannity's doing this for ratings or whatever, but it seems like he switched with Geraldo Rivera, who is a pro-vax zealot and a guy, quite frankly, when it's funny how people will say to me, well, Geraldo, he agrees with us. I don't give a crap what Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera is a buffoon. If anybody putting stock in Geraldo Rivera, I mean, seriously, go get some different stock. But Hannity devoted a segment of his show to the Wu Flu, and on the show, he begged viewers to take a Wu Flu vaccine. And ironically, one of his guests had a medical condition that occurred because of another vaccine. She got what's called some Guillain-Barré or something. We'll cover it more in a bit. But, and speaking of a decision that was given by a federal judge that would allow the vaccine mandate at Indiana University, here's what Hannity said. I believe in the science of vaccination. Just like we've been saying, please take COVID seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy, and doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe in the science of certain vaccinations. They've been tested. They've been proven. They've been experimented on for decades for people. I also know that does not guarantee that they're all going to be safe. But I don't believe in the science of BS. And I'm going to prove to you today how much BS has gone into this Wu Flu. You will have unrefutable evidence. Irrefutable. Is that right? Yeah. Irrefutable evidence that this is a ruse. Now, the science, and I love when people bring up the science of lies about the number of people who've actually contracted Wu Flu versus the actual number of deaths. And what about the science of all the deaths and other lifelong maladies that have been caused by the vaccines for which there are no repercussions to these adverse effects? Now, Hannity later introduces a doctor, the Fox News doctor, a lady, Dr. Safier, noting her pro-science and pro-vaccine science. And he did this because he wanted to lend credibility to his draconian pro-Wu Flu vaccine farce. Because their science that Hannity's speaking of is made up. The fact is, science supports those of us who choose not to get this death poke, and I'm going to prove it to you. But I got to do it when I come back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Sean Hannity believes in the science of the vaccines. Sounds like Geraldo Rivera or somebody that works for Joey Demento, Captain Demento's administration, as he's pushing this vaccine on people, knowing that the side effects are horrendous. I've been going through this, and I will keep talking about it, not from the standpoint of I'm anti-medicine, anti-science. Quite the contrary. I don't take very many medicines, but here's what I will tell you. I'll take aspirin. I'll tell you this. If I've got any kind of an infection and I go to the doctor and they give me amoxicillin or whatever the new cillin is, I take it. I don't have any problem taking meds when I know that what I have is legit. And what they're going to give me is legit to cure it. I have no problem. But I do have a problem when it's a ruse. And I will prove to you today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it's a ruse. This is a money grab better than anything you've ever seen in your life. Now here's Joey Demento talking about the vaccine. I want you to count the number of lies.
Hospitalizations, death, rising. So you said last month that this... that the virus was in retreat. Do you still feel that way? Is that
well, the virus, look, here's it's real simple. We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten a vaccination. It's that basic, that simple. 10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated. This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die. So it's gigantically important that you act like, we all act like Americans or care about our fellow Americans. To get, there's legitimate questions people can ask that they worry about getting vaccinated, but the questions should be asked, answered, and people should get vaccinated. But this is not a pandemic. We've made sure that since I got in office, we've inoculated over 160 million people. 85% of people over the age of 50. Anyway. It's frustrating.
What do you say to people who are worried about a new round of restrictions and mask mandates and so forth?
Well, I'm saying, look, it's a little bit like when I got elected. You know, this pandemic is out of control. You know, we've lost more people in the United States, over 630-some thousand people, than every major war we've ever fought in the United States of America. And that's come to a screeching halt for those who have been vaccinated. It really has. Not a joke. This is overwhelming evidence to sustain that. And so what I say to people who are worried about a new pandemic is get vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, even if you do catch the virus, quote unquote, like people talk about it in normal terms, you're overwhelmed. Not many people do. If you do, you're not likely to get sick. You're probably going to be symptomless. You're not going to be in a position where your life is in danger.
Welcome back, everybody. Can you believe that ration of hogwash? The hospitalizations are rising. He says the virus is in, but you say the virus is in retreat. He says it's simple. It's a pandemic for those who haven't gotten the vaccination. He gives you this statistic. 10,000 people have died. 9,950 of them are for the unvaccinated. I dare you to fact check that. I dare you. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden goes on to say the vaccinated won't be hospitalized in ICU or die. Blatant lie. Do you really need to fact check this? It is a blatant lie. People who are getting the shot are dying right after they get it. This is such a manipulation. It's insane. It's fun to watch because it's so obvious. Then he goes on, well, you know, do you care about your fellow Americans? And I love this part. He says, it's a legit question. You should ask it, but then go get vaccinated. Isn't that, that's exactly the leftist way is, oh, yeah, I'll listen to you. I want you to, I'll pretend to agree with you, but then you're going to do what I told you. Has Biden even offered, let me, just ask yourself this question. Has he even said, you know what, there are people who just don't want to get vaccinated? I understand. They're naysayers. They fear, you know, what the vaccination will do versus the disease. I wish them luck. You know, if you're getting vaccinated and everything he says is true, which is you're not going to die, you're not going to get hospitalized or go to the ICU, you're not even going to get it, it'll be symptomless, then what do you care about me not getting it? By the way, we talked about this the other day. The UK reported 40% of the hospitalizations from WHO flu came from whom? You want to wait for it? The vaccinated. That one data point alone flies in the face of what Captain Demento told the American people on CNN. But I go back to what I said earlier. If everything Joe Biden said is true, that the unvaccinated are the only ones at risk. The vaccinated are not going to go to the hospital. They're not going to get in ICU and they're not going to die. It's going to be practically asymptomatic. They won't even know they have it. Then what do you care? If I choose to die, what do you care? If I choose to roll the dice, what do you care? Well, are you worried about Obamacare? Yeah, I'm just saying, think about the full court press of the, and I keep coming back to this, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. The obvious separation of the good guys from the bad guys. And he says something, it was unintelligible after he says, we've lost 637,000 people. But here's his next big lie. It's come to a screeching halt. Now, he said that after telling you that 10,000 new people have died. But he says it's come to a screeching halt for the vaccinated with this overwhelming evidence based on 9,950 of those 10,000 who died are unvaccinated. I dare you, again, to fact check him. He says, if you catch the virus and you're vaccinated, you won't get sick, and it will probably be symptomless. Kind of like it is right now for many people who catch the virus and don't even know it. Now, going back to Hannity. Hannity is supposed to be a sharp guy, has lots of producers, lots of ability to go look at data. Tucker is telling you all the reasons why you should not get vaccinated. And Hannity and some others apparently on Fox are saying, don't believe the hype. Yep, you need to go get vaccinated. So he brings on a girl who had this I mentioned Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is it's a neurological disorder, and they've proven, the CDC has proven that this is the latest in a litany of things that can go wrong, and Hannity is essentially saying to this girl, Hannity wants people to live what he's doing. Don't fear it because I don't fear it. Well, that doesn't matter.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frustration is building as infrastructure talks drag out in Washington, D.C. Some Republicans, including Senator Tim Scott, calling this an enormous spending bill and a tax increase and warning that it will hurt people living paycheck to paycheck. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, tells CNN he believes a bill needs to be paid for.
A very, very important category for me is how all this is going to get paid for. We just spent $1.9 trillion that there was absolutely no need for. A lot of that money hasn't been spent yet, but it will.
American Airlines is sounding the alarm about fuel delivery delays. CNBC getting hold of a company memo that says delays impacted cities in the western United States the most at first. However, it has become a nationwide problem. The delay is expected to last through mid-August. USA Radio News. Hundreds of Cuban Americans and pro-democracy protesters are gathering in Lafayette Square near the White House. The demonstrators are chanting in Spanish and English in support of the Cubans rallying against the government.
Libertad! Libertad! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba!
After new laws were passed in France, millions of people protested over the weekend.
France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you seen the horror stories of what happens when some people get vaccinated? I saw a story just the other day. A woman got the shot and within days had to get her hands and feet amputated. That's right. There are thousands of horror stories, folks, that you're not going to hear because this government, this fake butt government, doesn't want to tell you the truth about the scam, the largest robbery of a citizenry in the history of mankind, $6 trillion and counting. And you want to talk about a ruse over WuFlu, from mask to the signs, the 6 feet social distancing, to the signs that businesses have to put up. Everybody in the food chain is making a fortune off of this scam. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, if you are a person who takes meds and you take them monthly the way my family does, we can save you a lot of money. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork/KevPerks, and you can get signed up, and for $60 a month, that's not paid to us, by the way, that's for the service. If you're taking a couple hundred dollars a month in meds, the likelihood is we're going to save you $140. It's not a guarantee that it's going to take care of all of it, but it will be discounted. So as long as your meds are $100, $150, $200, if you want to save $100 a month, in the case of my father-in-law, $700 a month is what he would be paying, but he pays $60. So check it out. And if, I mean, I think it's amazing because we use it. Friends of ours use it. This is not conjecture. This isn't Obamacare where you, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. This is legit. Anyway, going back to these stories, if you Google it, here's what you'll find. It pops up COVID-19 stuff, Moderna. If you Google COVID horror stories, it gives you all this information on Moderna. It gives you stories that look like horror stories. I took the shot, and there's good news, bad news. And it'll start off with, oh, I had my arm swelled up to the size of a watermelon, and then I had a rash, but then it went down and everything's good. I feel better now. But that's not the case. What it should pop up, if you pop up COVID vaccine deaths, it's not going to give you bad news. Google is soft shoeing this. They don't want to tell you. Now, here's the thing. If Donald Trump were president, if they hadn't stolen this election from him, you'd be hearing all about the negative side effects of this ruse. Maybe you would, because I will tell you this. There's so much money they're making from it, they might actually make Trump a hero with this thing. And maybe why they decided to cheat. We'll get more into that later, because let me tell you, the jig is up. We know how they cheated, and there's going to be a huge thing on that coming in the near future. So Joey Demento, America's idiot in charge, said on CNN that, you know, the Wu flu is not a pandemic if you get vaccinated. And as I mentioned, this is a scamdemic surpassed only by the idea of getting people vaccinated, the push to get you vaccinated. And I want you to go back in the time machine with me to when they would say things like, well, we don't have enough meds to give to everybody, and we're going to make black people are going to get in line first because they have been so taken advantage of. And white folks, you got to wait in line. They tried trickery on white people to get y'all to go, oh, we're going to get in front of these black people. And white folks went, nah, it's okay. You want to know why white people went, it's okay? Because black people went, that's all right. You go ahead. Go first. You know who the least vaccinated group of people in America are? Black folks. People who remember that the government will experiment on your black behind, a.k.a. Tuskegee experiment. And they said, nah, it's okay. We don't need it. We're a hardy group. We survived malaria when white people were dropping like flies. No, we're good. So, anyway, they want us to believe that, you know, you get the shot and everything goes back to normal. And the reason why I can tell you that this is a ruse, and I'm going to get to it here in this hour, is that I have the numbers. I look beyond the fake news narratives. I went and started researching it and said, you know, where are the people dropping like flies? Where is the money being spent? And how is it working? And I found out some very interesting stuff. But I want to go back to a few of these things that we were talking about earlier, the people dying. So go Google it, and you get these stories of overcoming. It'll be very rare, and I'm just giving you an idea of what the search engines are doing, how they're manipulating stuff. There are thousands, maybe tens of thousands, I know there are tens of thousands of people who are dying. The number I got was 45,000 people have died from this vaccine, these various vaccines. How many do you think have been affected neurologically with this new Guillain-Barré or whatever that thing is, the neurological disease that is supposedly triggering? How many people had their hearts enlarged? This is CDC stuff here. This isn't me making it up. You can go to the CDC. It'll give you warning. Very small percentage of people die. Very small percentage of people get, you know, Guillain-Barré. Very small percentage of people get their hearts enlarged or get some palsy, form of palsy, or blood clots. But it's happening, and it's happening in bigger numbers than the CDC wants to admit or than anybody else wants to admit. And here's the thing. If you want somebody to take a shot and you say, okay, you have the dreaded Wu flu on one hand, and then you have side effects. Every medication you take, go look at them. You've seen the commercials. There are potential for side effects, blah, 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 blah. We all know that. Yet you still take it. If you have whatever the medicine is talking about, whether you've got psoriasis or whatever, they tell you the side effects and you make up your mind if you want to take it. But with this, they don't want you to even know what they are. Barely. And they talk about the side effects as if they're so negligible, you shouldn't even think about it. But here's what's worse. They tell you, if you don't take this shot, life for you may not go back to normal. Since when do you offer me a cure that I'd say I don't want to take? And then you go, but it can't go back to normal. Everybody who takes a shot, according to Biden, you can't get the Wu flu. Now, we all know that is a blatant lie. But he said it. I'm not making it up. We played the clip. He said it. So it makes you, again, my question every time somebody, when somebody lies to you, you go back to the beginning and you have, and this is what cops do. I mean, my mind is an investigative mind. You go back to, what is the motive of the lie? Why are you trying to convince me to do something? It's like when somebody says to you, hey, look, take this bag. Don't look in it, but take this bag over and give it to this guy, and he's going to give you a package that I don't want you to look into. What's your first reaction? Your first reaction is, well, what's in the bag? Oh, you don't need to know that. And what's he going to be giving me? And why am I doing this? Why can't you do it? I mean, if you don't have the intellectual curiosity to ask yourself the questions, you get what you get. And Biden even says it. He says, well, it's okay for them to question it. Just do what we say. So I give you the same scenario. If somebody asks you to take a bag, a package onto the airplane for them that you didn't pack, and you question it, and then you get busted when you go through customs, whose fault is it? Biden wants you to not look into the package. He doesn't want you to ask it. You can ask all the questions you want. He's not going to answer them, but go deliver the package. That is the equivalent. This is enough. And, my show here, my little testimonial is a warning to everybody that, look, I understand that there is a new disease that was built in a Chinese lab as a bioweapon. It's been unleashed on America, which, by the way, I think the Chinese are slicker than we think. I think they want us to, whatever the thing that this triggers, because it triggers muscular stuff. I told you guys I had a resonance that I couldn't describe after I had COVID, the Wu flu, Kung flu. I had a resonance. I could feel this vibration in my body, and it made me, my lungs, I couldn't get my lungs filled with oxygen. It made me weaker. Think about our Olympic team and going forward. What if it is something that weakens weakens all of us? And if you don't believe me, Google the number of Chinese who've gotten the Wu flu. It'll shock you. Not many.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I would love to see leftists justify these numbers I'm about to give you. I would love to see it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These are staggering numbers that cannot be overlooked if you have any type of brain. You got to be questioning what's going on. Now, you may be asking yourself, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm talking about other countries and the Wu Flu statistics. First of all, in China, that has 1.6 billion people, they aren't even in the top 10 of Wu Flu cases, and it originated there. They're not even in the top 10 of the number of cases around the country. around the globe, rather. You want to know who's number one in Wu flu cases, people who got it. If you guessed the United States, you'd be right. Now, I don't believe that. It isn't like we're so congested and other countries aren't. Go to Bombay, or what do they call it now? Yeah, it used to be Bombay. Mumbai. Go to Mumbai and see how many people live in that congested area. And by the way, India is number two. India has 31 million cases of Wu flu. The United States has 34 million cases of Wu flu. 1.4 billion Indians living in squalor for the most part, and they have less cases of the Wu flu than the United States. One-fifth, in fact. And the number of people who've died from the Wu flu, a fraction of what have died in the United States. If you don't understand that we have a media cabal that's working with the politicos to make us believe that we are so far worse than the rest of the world, it's insane. Either the rest of the world isn't reporting, yep, we've had millions and millions of more Wu flu cases than we let on, and oh, people are surviving even in the worst of circumstances, or the United States is an anomaly. Wu flu supposedly kills black people, right, in greater numbers than anything. You've heard Kamala Harris said it. I heard people say, we didn't get any clips on it, but I promise you, Google COVID-19 kills blacks, and you'll get story after story. And here's what they'll tell you. Well, it's the nutritional, how blacks get their nutrition. We're buying our food at bodegas, and we're eating processed foods and not natural foods and all this, and we eat a lot of fatty foods, and it's nutrition. More fat people in America than all of Africa, and we have a fraction of the black people in this country. As I said, Africa's got 1.3 billion people. Well, I hadn't said it, but I should tell you that. But we got the fattest black folks in the world, but our nutrition is the reason, because we have high blood pressure and heart disease and things like this because of our lifestyle. And that's why Wu flu targets us. No, Wu flu targets fat, stupid people. People that don't eat right. People that don't take nutrition seriously and don't exercise. It isn't a black thing. But they tell you, oh, it kills black people. Woohoo! Okay, so I decided I wanted to look at these stats. And I've already given you the stats for India. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is who you're listening to. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. So India's got one-fifth the cases of us and five times the number of people. And I think half the number of deaths. And now we shift to Africa because black people are supposed to be dying in droves. And here's what the Africans say. They're supposed to be scared to death of the Wu flu because it targets people with that melanin in your skin. And the African CDC, essentially, the specialized healthcare government of the African Union, said during its weekly briefing that around 1.39% of Africa's total population has received the full regimen of these Wu flu drugs. Less than 2%. Pay attention, white people. They said Africa CDC showed that more than 57 million COVID tests had been conducted by the country. Tests conducted said reached 1.6 million, registering a 6% increase from the previous week. So Africans are getting the dreaded Wu flu. As of Thursday, this report was done last week, the number of confirmed COVID cases in Africa had reached, here's the number, 6,335,702. In other words, a continent with 1.3 billion people, and they've had just over 6 million cases of the dreaded COVID. You want to know how many people have died? 160,648. Let's just make this easy so this audio can live on for a while. Less than 200,000 people have died in a country with 1.3 billion people who've contracted, of which less than 7 million people have contracted the dreaded COVID that's supposed to go and indiscriminately kill black people. So you want to look at these numbers? A continent that has almost five times, well, let's just say for the sake of discussion, certainly it has four times the number of people in America, 4X, has contracted the disease in one-fifth the numbers, and the number of people who have died from it are one-fifth the number of deaths. Now, India had almost a one-to-one with the United States in terms of the number of people who've gotten the disease. 34 million in the U.S., 31 million in India. But they outnumber us almost 5-1. So, given those numbers, India should have at least 150 million people that have contracted this disease, and they only have 31 million. And less than half the deaths. Africa has 1.3 billion people, less than 7 million compared to our 34 million have contracted the dreaded disease, and one-fifth the number of deaths than we have. Well, not one-fifth, that's not true. It's probably closer to one-third. Still a lot. So you do the math, and you explain to me how we are getting so many more cases and so many more deaths. Now, many of you are already ahead of me. You're going, but Kevin, they were, you know, in America, we were, anybody that died, we gave, you know, COVID, anybody that got anything. If you had a regular flu, we coded it COVID because we gave you $39,000 if you were hospitalized for it. Not you, but the hospital. That's my point. My point is, if you follow the money, you will know exactly that this is a scam. So, I wanted to look at where the money went, and I went on MSNBC as a report, and they ranked the country's spending the least on COVID, a.k.a. Kung Flu Wu Flu, the country spending the most, but they didn't do it in dollar figures. They did it as a percentage of GDP. And in this thing, the United States ranked eighth. So here was Germany, Spain, the UK, and the US are all in the top spenders. All have over 150,000 cases of the virus. And another country that's impacted hard is France, with nearly 170,000 cases. And then they give you the spending. It is an outrageous amount that's being spent. In America, they've estimated you could have given every citizen $41,000 for this Wu Flu ruse. But here's what I'll tell you. They ranked the U.S. as number 8 out of these top 20, but we're number 1. The way they did it, they didn't want us to come out number 1. We are a solid number 1. We spend more money on this lie than any other country. And look at who's spending it. Germany, Spain, UK, US, France. All of these countries are using this ruse to get money out of its citizenry and causing panic. Go to Africa, where less than 2% of these people have a shot. They have a fraction of the number of the Wu Flu cases, a fraction of the deaths, and it's all based on a very simple concept. They don't have any money. You think our media is going to bring this to anybody's attention, that if you don't have any money, you don't have a Wu Flu problem? I doubt it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.